Next week on Rock for Him, we talk to the guys from the band Remedy 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is David Batacone, and you are watching Rock for Him live. Unedited. All the mistakes, all the glory.
You got
to Jesus.
All right. For those that are watching here on Facebook, as you can see, we are joined. And when I say we, I'm talking me, because Jeremy isn't on right now. He should be joining us in a minute. But as you can see, I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, my good friend, David Patacone, for his, what is this, your third band? Fourth band?
Third band, yeah.
Third band, called Third in Line.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, this is gonna be very cool. But before we get into the actual video itself, David, how are you doing, man? How are things going?
Challenging but good, you know. Everything I've gone through, it's God's been with me and for me through the whole thing. He's given me peace and joy throughout all of it. And you know, it's not all rainbows and butterflies, but you know, everything you see, you know, that I posted, it's all honest and real and vulnerable. And you know, I want to glorify God. I want to inspire people through all this, and whatever happens, like, you know, just I want people to be encouraged. So, you know, it's been challenging, but good, you know. I thank God for the cancer. I thanked him for the bad news and the good news and everything in between. And, you know, God is good, and he didn't cause it, but, you know, it chose me to walk down this path. And I asked him to help me to suffer well and to not complain. And I've never complained, never been angry at him, never even asked him why. I just, you know, like I said, I just trust him. And so that's kind of my heart through all this thing. And he's answered all my prayers so far, and I'm just grateful. So God is really, really good. And he loves me. He loves you. You know, he wants a relationship with you just as much as he wants one with me. And if you have one, you know. And if you don't know him, then I'd really encourage you to really consider that and really pursue that and look into it. Because honestly, it's the best decision I ever made in my life. I couldn't do this without him, honestly.
A lot of people would take what you're going through as like this devastating thing, and just seeing, like looking at you, seeing that you have this joy on your face and just the attitude that you have, bro. Like, I know you don't go out of your way to try and do this, but it's honestly inspirational and it's encouraging. And I really want anyone that's dealing with any kind of situation that they could just be like, oh, woe is me. Look at this man. Like, he is so joyful. The conversations that we have with him, he could be down and out, and he's just like, guys, how can I pray for you? Like,
yeah, I do. I ask all the time. Yeah.
Like, you are fantastic, and honestly, you are one of my favorite guys. Like, I enjoy it when my phone goes off and I look down and it says message from David. Like, I'm like, yes.
And well, thank
your
you.
Music is fantastic. I mean,
thank you.
Everything you do. I mean, you're just normal. Before we get into, I know tonight's all about your video. It's all about Third in Line, but I want to talk about you for just a second.
Okay.
I want people on Facebook to know who you are. Like, he has got his solo project, David Patacone. He just has an aura, a joy. I don't know what you want to say about him. Like, your music is just, it's mind-blowing. And the way you blend your music with your vocals, it honestly is probably some of the best I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you so much. Praise Jesus.
And honestly, when you release new music, like You Alone, that song if you want to get in a worship mood, that's the song to go to. Like, that will lift your spirits. It is a great song. You know, and I know you've done some fun other songs with Monica, you know, just under David Patacone. But people need to check out your music. Like, it is so inspirational and so well done. Like, we get so much music that sounds like it's just thrown together, and you can tell that you have a love and care for what you put out. You don't just put out garbage. You're just like, okay, you know, I want people to buy this, so I'm going to put it out, and it has my name on it, so they'll just buy it because it's me. You take your time and you craft it. And that's something that I appreciate about you, because do I want more Patacone? Absolutely. But when you release something, it's exquisite. Like, it's, you can tell that there's love in there. So, love that. And then you have Theo Taran, which you and Monica together, your voices are absolutely just magical. Like, I don't know what it is about you two. There's been some great male-female duos throughout the years, but you guys, I think, step it up to another notch. Your debut CD, there's not a bad song on there, brother.
Thank you so much. Praise Jesus.
Not a bad song. And, you know, I've said pretty much with anything that Monica puts out, she could sing The Phone Book, and I would listen to it.
Yeah, me too. She's amazing.
Absolutely. Yep. But that doesn't take away from you, because she's got this strong voice, and then all of a sudden, in the background, here comes Patacone, just like, you know, throwing it down. That is awesome. Like, how, in every style of yours, because then you get to turn in line where you're, there's not really any vocals. It's all instrumental. You might have a few little vocal things throughout it, but it's completely a different style. How do you go from one style to the next without kind of, I don't know, bleeding into each other? Like, I know you released You Alone, where you had, it was David Patacone featuring David Patacone with special vocals by David Patacone.
And Monica, so yeah.
And
it's,
Monica.
It's just Patacone and Monica, but I just wanted to throw all three projects and their styles in there. So I thought it'd be funny. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as far as the different styles, like, I've always been a bit schizophrenic with, like, what I write. I'm not really, I don't want to write myself into a box. And I like a lot of things and a lot of musical styles, and I'm influenced by, you know, things I hear. And so, you know, I think part of it, you know, it's kind of necessary to have three different bands right now, because I have kind of three different styles I'm enjoying creating. You know, Patacone is kind of that mix of like 80s synthwave and 90s industrial, where it's like Nine Inch Nails meets like Depeche Mode or something like that. Whereas Theo Taran's a bit more cinematic, but it's also like electronic rock, and it's also like epic, and there's a whole science fiction story that we're writing behind it, and so it like embodies all of that. You know, and even with that, like, we're still, you know, playing with other ideas right now of like making it heavier, you know, just because we want to, you know, and it's we're working on it, you know. And then with Turn in Line, it was kind of like I had all these other like cinematic ideas I've had over the years, and I didn't have an outlet for it. So I was like, you know what, I probably should just do a third band that's just that. I don't want to challenge myself to do vocals. Like, I just want it to be like instrumental. Not a lot of guitars or no guitars at all. Just to challenge myself, but also just like make more of a dark, you know, soundtrack for a film that doesn't exist. That's kind of my mindset behind it. You know, and each band kind of has its own, but not just the name or like the style of music. It's even like the message behind it. You know, Patacone is very much like, I deal with, you know, emotions or things I've gone through, or mental health or things like that. But I also deal with just, or I just also just love to write worship songs, you know, and I just want to worship God, because like, he's the most amazing person I know. And I can't not worship him. Theo Taran is kind of the same thing, but we kind of went C.S. Lewis with it, so it's kind of a very, very much an allegory for end times and prophecy and things like that. But we still praise God, and but even with that, like, sometimes Monica will want to write a song about like what she's been through, and then it turns into a praise song on top of that, because again, we can't help but praise God, but we wanted that one to be a bit more approachable to, for everyone. So whether people are Christian or not, they can really enjoy enjoy a good story, enjoy good music. But then, like, as they kind of dig deeper, because we don't really like spoon feed it to anyone, but we also, it's very like just under the surface. We're not hiding anything, so like, if you know kind of thing. But those who don't, like I said, it doesn't take long to dig into that. And like I said, with Turn in Line, it was just kind of like, well, I just had all these other ideas that they don't have to be, something specific, and like with this song, Robot Rock, it was kind of just, I started it because I got influenced by some beatboxers, and I've seen some videos on like reels and things like that. And I was like, that sounds really cool. And so I was at first thinking like, I wanted to kind of recreate something like that. Like if I were to be a beatboxer and like have those deep guttural bass lines and drums and all that stuff, but actually make it with like instruments and stuff. And then it kind of turned into an idea that I thought it was kind of funny, because AI is kind of like the whole thing going on right now. It's like the buzzword and everyone's into it and all that stuff. It's not actually true AI, by the way, because we have to feed it data, and it can't think on its own. So, but that's, I digress. But I thought it'd be funny if it was like, if AI actually, it was the reverse, where AI ruled the world and then humans were trying to be the ones like emulating things. So I thought it would be kind of funny to have like a human try to emulate an AI, kind of how AI would write the music, and it's kind of a little more dancey. There are vocals in there, but they're very vocoded on purpose. I want them to sound robotic and things like that. So yeah, it is the only Turn of the Line song. I kind of broke my own rules, kinda, but it's a fun song, and I just want to have fun with it. And like I said, with Turn of the Line's kind of like my playground. For me, it's like I can do whatever I want with it, like I said, it's meant to be cinematic, it's meant to be, that kind of stuff. But I'll have fun with it. So yeah, I am an anomaly, my boss says at work, because I know at least a little about a lot. So all right.
Well, actually, one of my friends back from high school is watching, and he says, "So David, I am a huge Nine Inch Nails fan, and I noticed that your logo somewhat resembles
That's
that.
on
Is that
purpose.
you? That was on purpose?
Yep,
I noticed that
actually.
too, but I wasn't sure,
Oh
so."
yeah, no, it's on purpose. It's kind of a nod to Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails. Like I said, I've loved his music since I was a kid. I don't always like the message, but yeah, just definitely influential as far as the industrial side of things, and definitely, enjoy most of his music. Yeah.
Wants to know, have you thought about doing music scores for actual movies? Because they could see this in like a Matrix type of film. Have you ever considered getting into that?
I would love to. It's been a long time goal. I just don't know like enough people in the industry to like start that. I filmed some like I'm sorry, I've done some scoring for a couple independent films over the years. They're really low budget, so it was kind of like either I just did it for free or very low pay, but it was just, it was for the love of it and all that stuff. But yeah, I would love to do that. I just don't know how to get into that. But I would, that's been a long time goal. That and video games.
I can honestly see fun. So tell us a little bit about creating. I know you said you got into, like, you heard some beatboxing and you wanted to get into it, but what it, how did you come about this song? Like, just going through, because it has like a really cool beat to it. Was that something that you had planned out for another song and was just like, you know what, it's not perfect for that, but it's gonna be fantastic for Robot Rock?
Honestly, yeah, it was just, I started like, I guess I was watching a few videos and stuff on like YouTube, the reels and stuff. And there's and a couple there's I can't remember the guy's name. He's in Russia, and he's just got really like just some really cool things he can do. And he was in like one of the, they have this like competition every year, I think in the UK, that's like every, you know, that's like the world's best beatboxers, and they compete, and just really impressive stuff. Hey, here's Jeremy coming in hot. But yeah, it was just kind of like I wanted to approach it, trying to do that, but not with my mouth and with more synthesizers and drums and, you know, samples and things like that. So it was kind of like a nod to what they were doing, but I can't beatbox. So it was kind of like my, again, kind of an emulation of what they're doing. But it all started like from start to finish, it was its own song. I never had like any of the beats or anything else in another direction or like that, or another song. So now
Man,
I'm not
I
offended
really
at
should
all.
give it
You're
a
good,
chat.
man. Like I appreciate getting to be on your channel and your page and being a
Man.
guest on you with you guys. And
Yeah,
I love you so much. You guys are amazing.
man, we love you too, man. You're welcome back anytime. You're
Thank you.
fam you're
Yep.
family.
Yep.
You
Your
know what I
family
mean?
too. Yep. Yep.
So one thing I've always wanted to ask you, because you do have the three bands. How do you decide what's going to be a Patacone, what's going to be a Turn In Line, and what's going to be a Theoterin? Because I'm sure at some point they all kind of, I know you touched on it a little bit, but I'm sure that there's songs that you start working on for Theoterin, and you're like, you know what, this would be better as a Patacone. But then you get into it, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to strip the vocals out of it, and this would be a fantastic Turn In Line. Like
Yeah.
how do you do that mental battle where it's like you're fighting yourself?
Yeah, it all kind of like it I'll just start writing music. Like there's not always like a direction I want it to go or like, you know, specific anything. I just kind of write what comes out. And sometimes it's like I listen to it, I'm like, oh, that'd be a Patacone song. It's more fitting. Sometimes it's Turn In Line. Sometimes it's Theoterin. Sometimes I'll send a Patacone song to Monica and be like, hey, check this out. And I get all excited about it. And she's like, that'd be a great Theoterin song. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll give that to Theoterin. All right. I wanted
Sweet Monica.
that one for myself, but okay. But yeah, it's just kind of. That's why I have three different projects, because it's like I have all these different styles, but I couldn't like fit them all in one project, and it would be like too chaotic. And that was kind of the thing with Patacone, because that was my original project, you know, for the last, I think since like 2007 or something like that. And I've done everything from like EDM poorly to other, you know, all kinds of other things at the beginning, and just kind of eventually found my sound with that. And you know, like I said, I still don't like want to write myself into a box or anything like that. But you know, I like to experiment and have fun and try new things. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So keep going.
Know you just literally just released this song, but what comes next? I mean, for Patacone, for Turn In Line, and we know what comes next for Theoterin.
Yeah, we just announced that too. We have
Yeah.
Overthrow. Yeah, there's a something gonna be on your channel for that. Oh, anyway, yeah, for Patacone, yeah. Stay tuned, guys. Yeah, for Patacone, I'm working on the next album slowly because of everything that's been going on. But it's gonna be kind of it's gonna be Modern Psalms 2. But
Nice.
it's gonna be just worship music. So I'm not touching on mental health or depression or anything else. It's purely worship lyrics, in Patacone style and everything. But kind of the taste of that was You Alone. So kind of in that vein, it won't all be all three projects. Like I said, a lot of it's going to be more like synthwave based and things like that. But yeah, I'm enjoying having that. And I think one of the songs I'm still kind of up in the air on, it's a bit more rock actually, so it'd be kind of fun to play live. But it's also kind of like the, you know, the one that sticks out, like one of these things doesn't belong here, you know, like Sesame Street.
For that, is it going to be like traditional worship, like covers, or is it going to be all original
All
worship music?
original. Yeah.
Yes!
Yep. Yeah.
Yes!
And I'll release a few singles before the album's out. It'll be out probably next year if everything goes to plan. And we'll have fun with that. And yeah, so I'm excited.
I don't know if you've asked this, but how are you doing, David? Like with all your battles with cancer and everything, how are you feeling?
Overall, good. I found out it was stage, well, they didn't call it stage four. I had an MRI and a CAT scan a week ago today. And this week I ended up getting like the results a few days before the doctor appointment, which is like the follow-up for it. So, it was kind of shocking. There's more tumors. But like they had done a blood test and a DNA test that like that check for these markers and things like that, like how much is in your blood. And like it started 3 months ago, it was like 0.04%, which is really low, which is good. And then went down to zero. So I was all like, praise God, this is all working. And then like the MRI is like, yeah. So there's it's on the inside of my belly. There's like a line. Well, everyone has that. It's a lining. And so there's like several tumors on that. And so the plan is they're gonna start me on a new type of chemo, a couple new types that have their own side effects. They're gonna start that on Thursday of next week. I don't know how long. They don't know how long. Like this even surprised them because they saw the other test and like, oh, this is working, and all of a sudden it's like, oh. So they're gonna do that. But it's one of those things, like I said, I mean, everything I've gone through, it's just been like, one thing after another, but I've just been glorifying God through it. I've just been like seeking Him. Like it's really increased my faith. Even, I had good faith before, and now it's just like even more. Like I trust God. Like, I'm at peace. I really am. Like I have joy through all of this. One of my friends, you guys probably know him, Topher, but he's gone through his own battle of cancer. We had connected a few months ago when he discovered it, and it's just been cool like interacting with him about that. And like I've met other people through this, both online and also like through other mutual friends and stuff. And it's like God keeps using it, to help people and encourage people. And like I've been able to, my wife and I both have been, helping this other couple. They're refugees here in Arizona, and like just seeing God do so many amazing things. And it's like, you know what? Like, it's all worth it. Like if he could use it to bring someone comfort and joy and peace and all that stuff. Like Topher's thing is like, he calls it Topher's joy, and it's based off of Psalms, and like, he genuinely has joy. And it's like, I do too, and it's like, it's not easy. It's not fun. It's not, all rainbows and butterflies. It's challenging. I don't know what's going to happen, but I trust God, and I know he's got a plan. I know he's, Jeremiah 29:11. There's so many scriptures, man, like so many promises. And, at the end of the day, God's faithful, and he will never leave us or forsake us. He's with us, and he says, be bold and courageous, for I'm with you. And, there's just so many promises and stuff. And so no matter what happens, like I'm at peace, just be praying for my wife. My kids have been okay with it so far. My son, we haven't really told him yet, but he's younger. My daughter is, and she knows what's going on and stuff like that. And you just keep it open. So if she has any questions or whatever. So it's just, keep praying for us. We really appreciate, like, I appreciate every single person that's praying for us, that's loved on us, that's supported us. Like, you guys are making such a huge difference. You have no idea. Like, and I've learned this even from the very, I mean, I kind of knew it, but like very at the very beginning of all this, it was, something that kind of like a revelation is, prayer is the most powerful, and it's the most loving thing you could do for somebody. And it's powerful not because of us, it's powerful because we serve a powerful God. And I know, people will, mock it, and all thoughts and prayers. It's like, you fool, you don't know what you're talking about. You
No.
know, and I mean that, and as nice as I can, it's just like, like honestly, like everyone's prayers, I would not be here without that. I would not be here without God. I could not go through this without God. I would not be full of joy and and peace and all that stuff. And it's easy to go into the mindset of like depression or going down that road, and I've been down that road so many times. I know where it leads, and I'm like, I'm not even gonna give it the time of day. it talks about us, taking our thoughts captive, and it's one of the things I'm really good gatekeeper because I've been able to do that over the years. And it's like, those thoughts come and it's like, no, you're not getting through, and it's just like I said, I keep looking at the promises of God, keep going to scripture, just keep praying, like he's with me and for me and for my family and with us. And it's just, he's amazing. And no matter what you're going through, whoever's watching this, now or in the future, like I said, it's the same promises for me as it is for you. It's the same relationship with the same God for me as for you. It's the same Holy Spirit who raised Christ from the dead that's within me. And for any, follower of Jesus, like it's the same Holy Spirit in you. And there's no junior Holy Spirit. There's no, like you read about all the miracles and all that stuff. Like God still does that, and I've seen him heal stage four cancer. I've seen him heal so many things. And I'm like, dude, like cancer has nothing on God. Like it has no power over him whatsoever. So,
Right.
God can heal me. And I would love for him to do that, live another 50 years or so. And if it goes the opposite way, that's okay too,
Hello and welcome into another Rock for Him podcast. I am your host tonight. My name is Sanchez. Joining me tonight is my good friend, my brother in Christ, Mr. Jeremy Brown. Jeremy, how's it
Hey.
going, brother?
Good, you?
This show has been one that we have been working on forever, and we are so excited. We have our friends, David and Monica from Theo Taryn. And I just got to
Hey.
tell you both, this is exciting for us. Like, your music is fantastic. Fantastic. Like every time Jeremy says, "Oh, we're gonna review a Theo Taryn song," I'm like, I get to be like a teenage girl. I'm like,
It
I get
does
all
too.
giddy about it. So,
It does
anyways,
too.
yeah.
how are you two doing?
We're good. Well, I'm good.
Gouda, like
Like
the
the cheese.
cheese.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, she busts out with a dad joke. I like it. She's stealing your gig, David.
It's fine.
It's
Everyone else can share it. It's a
His
thing we
fault,
say.
so
Yeah, it's always my fault.
yeah. But
So, Monica, I don't know if you remember, but we were actually supposed to have you on almost a year ago.
Okay, yeah, I think I vaguely remember that. A lot has
Yeah. Yeah.
happened
Yes,
in the
it was
past.
all set up and we were all ready to go, and then something happened, you couldn't make it, and I was like,
Oh.
Yeah.
But so excited to have both of you on tonight because David, your solo music, like I can't even explain. Honestly, I have never been really awestruck during this show, like sitting here like not sure what to say. I am right now because honestly, like we love your guys' music.
Thank you. We
It's
do.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry for sitting on your screen. I don't want to break it. I'll get off now.
So, as we get into the show
Thank you.
here, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves and how Theo Taryn came to be? David, you start, or Monica, you want to start? Who wants to start?
At the county.
Oh, me.
Yes,
Okay.
you always get to tell this one because it
A
was
long
kind of
time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
your background
Oh, wait,
is like.
that's the wrong, sorry, wrong show. I originally had met Monica online on Facebook. Sent her a friend request, and I saw she had done like a karaoke video and stuff, and I had a song that I was working on called Captive of My Heart. And so I'd reached out to her and asked her, "Hey, would you want to sing on this song?" And she's like, "Yes." So long story short, she sang on the song, worked on that, and that became a hit song. And fast forward like a year later, about a year and a half later, we flew her out to KCF last year to perform that song with me and the band. And yeah, she kind of hit it off with everyone on the label, and just it was just really a lot of fun. She even did some other guest vocals and some other songs while she was there. And And met her husband there, and it was kind of cool. So 20, KCF 2022 was a really cool year. And so fast forward to, that was in June of last year, and then July, I had another song I was working on. I was like, "Hey, you want to sing on this song?" And she's like, "Yeah, let's do it." So we started working on that, and that was on July 1st. And then July 4th, by that time, we were like, "Hey, we should start a band." And so Theotarin kind of came to be. I had come up with the name, I think, in 2016, and I just kind of forgot about it. And so we were thinking about band names and stuff. I was like, thinking a few things. I was like, "Oh yeah, I forgot about this one." And I think at first she wasn't sure about it.
Yeah,
But
I was kind of like,
then I think she grew into it. And she's actually, this is really cool.
yeah.
So the name itself, actually, it's two words, Theo and Terran, but we put it together. But the Theo means God, and Terran is a science fiction term for people of Earth or relating to people of Earth. And so the actual name means God relating to people of Earth. And so even like the all the lore and all the lyrics and everything has these like really undertones, biblical undertones. That go along with the story. It's a science fiction story. It takes place in an alternate future and all that stuff, but it's all kind of related to all that. So unless you want to add anything else, Monica, I think I guessed.
That's pretty much it. That's how it that's how we started it, so there's not much to add to that. Well, as far as I know or remember anyway.
I'd love to hear both of your conversion
Absolutely.
stories.
Yeah. Monica, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I've actually, I guess I've been a Christian since I was born because my mom just like raised me that way. And I mean, I've pretty much ever since I could speak, it's like I've always kind of known who Jesus was. And my mom, she actually, I think she said right when I was born, she so she had like five miscarriages before me. And she, right when I was born, she told me that she said to, she was praying and she told Jesus, she was like, she was like, I give this kid back to you, So I've always known him, you know what I mean? And I mean, I've always known that he's, that he died for us and now he's alive again since, I mean, I've said it since I could talk pretty much. So yeah.
David, how
Okay.
about you?
Sorry. I was waiting for it. Yeah. Yeah, I also grew up in a Christian home and went to church as a kid and all that stuff. But when I was 6 years old, I prayed the prayer of salvation, accepting the Lord as my Lord and Savior. But and it was at like a VBS or something like that. But I didn't really walk it. And so when I was 16, I got some legal trouble. I went to juvie, and in there, like even the day the door shut, I just remember praying, and just like Holy Spirit started praying through me, because I'm like, I didn't know that, but just told God that I didn't want. I realized like without Him, all I was capable of was hurting myself and others. And so I said, I don't like who I am. I don't like what I become, and I don't care how long it takes. I want while I'm in here, just I want you to fix me. I don't, and I surrendered to Him in that. And then when I was, it was my 17th birthday. I remember these ladies. I was going to every church service and stuff that was available. So I didn't care if you're like Catholic, Protestant, if you're preaching Jesus. I wanted to be part of that and reading the Bible back and forth and just really hungry and thirsty for God. So it was on my 17th birthday. I was at the service, and these ladies are like, "Hey, like, if you want to have a relationship with Jesus, like, pray." I think they had a whole thing where like you jump forward and stuff like that. But it was basically, it was a confession of faith, all that stuff. But believe in your mouth, or say, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you'll be saved. And so I realized at that moment, it's like, oh, I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. That's what I was missing the whole time, was like, I believed in Him, I knew Him and all that stuff, and but it was just like, oh, I need this. And so that was like my confession. But also I remember, like, I jumped forward, like both feet in, it's like, all right, jump in with both feet. So But yeah, I had a confession of faith and believed in my heart Jesus, Lord and Savior, and it's just like he's changed my life completely since then, and I'm not the same person I ever was, so thank God for that.
Now, back to the Theotaryon. The story that you guys have created with this band is fantastic. Just how did you guys even come up with the idea of this? And will this be something that you continue on into future releases? I mean, is the storyline going to keep going? Are you going to switch it up to something new?
Well,
yeah, do you want to go or you want me to answer to that? Start off,
we probably have the same answer, but yeah. First of all, I mean, it's God's idea because a lot of our storyline and stuff comes from, it's like an alternate reality of like biblical events and prophecy and stuff like that. So it's all from God. And then he also gave us the ideas for everything between the two of us and even Jake, my husband. Jake wrote a lot of the backstory with David, and I mean, he's, you know, they sit down and come up with these ideas, and all of us do. So yeah, it's a collab between the three of us and God, pretty much. And yeah, we are continuing it. We're adding more to the story all the time. So
yeah, the idea for like just even creating the story was just God's idea. It was just kind of like it came. We're like, whoa, that's a really like to write a story with this. Like it's a big undertaking, but at the same time, it's been a lot of fun. And like she said, like it's, you know, a lot of the stuff is inspired, you know, with biblical prophecy and just, you know, other events like that. And then just even like coming up with like basically like we invite our fans and people that are interested to like write the story with us and like actually create their own character and, you know, whatever they want to do. We're actually releasing it with it's Creative Commons 4.0 BY. So basically like you can do with it whatever you want. You just basically have to give us attribution. And then like if you want to create your own like storyline, like there's one of our fans reached out recently and he's like he was having trouble with the website that we're using, which is an archive of our own. And so he went into Microsoft Word and just started writing the story. He sent me the first chapter within like a day. It's really cool stuff. And he's like, I'm just gonna write this whole thing, like 300 pages. That's its own story. And he's like, you can have it, you can do it whatever you want, you know, and all that stuff. And it's really just encouraging. I have another fan and friend that, you know, he wanted to like create video stuff of this on his own. And it's like he's got his own character arc and all that stuff, but it's all kind of related in the same, you know, same universe, if you will. And so it's just one of the things, like, you know, for us, like even writing the story at first was really cool, but then God's like, open it up to your fans where they can, you know, they can do with it, they can be creative with it too. And it's like, that's really cool, you know. And so we're, you know, kind of creating all that stuff. But you know, our end goal is like we're still writing it ourselves. You know, we have an overall outline and things like that, and you know, a lot of the characters and all this stuff, but we're still writing it. And like the end goal is basically to have like a comic book made for people. Once we have a cohesive story, we can have other people's characters in there and all that stuff. And then the end goal is like have a movie of it, which would be really cool. And we wouldn't release anything we don't like.
Yeah.
You know, we have like, you know, probably another 16 or 17, 15, 16 songs right now that are in various stages. And honestly, not all of them will make it. Some were like, we started working on it. It's like, oh, that was cool. Then it just kind of like, hey, we'll come back to it. It may or may not ever show, you know, see the light of day. You know, it's just part of the creative process, but we're not going to release anything that we're not 100% like we both like.
Yeah.
You know, we have like for the Patagonia stuff, we have a song coming out on the 18th of August called Night Drive, which is kind of, it's more synth wave and stuff like that. It's not heavy like Theotaryon, but it's super fun, super catchy.
And I think it was one of those things where, like, you'll hear the lyrics and stuff like that. It's kind of a science fiction-y story, kind of super dystopian, whatever. But there's actually like it's what do you call it? A allegory. So the actual allegory, what it's about is spending time with God, like alone with God.
All right, so one fun question that we like to ask all of our guests. If someone were to pull up to your house right now, bang on the door, say, grab your gear, get in the van. By the way, not a creeper van. They're not out there. Here, kid, have some candy. It's knock on the door and they're like, get in the van. We're going on tour. Who could you not say no to? Who would you want that to be?
Yeah, I would say like Delta S is like my favorite band of all time. If he wanted to Light wanted to do that, like I would be like yes. Probably Clayton of Circle of Dust, Cell Dweller, Scandroiding and that kind of stuff. And even though they're not Christian, probably Nine Inch Nails. That would be a really interesting. I would love to tour with them just to add the light to things, but also just to I think the music would fit, but
Well, probably Evanescence.
yes.
Because I've always wanted to do a tour with her. So I think that would be fun. And then, man, there's a lot. I don't know. I couldn't say no to We Came as Romans because I pretty much grew up listening to them. And I kind of met a couple of their members. So, and then I would probably, man, that's tough. Who, because like, it's like, I don't want to say no to anyone because I have a lot of friends in music.
Yeah.
So, that's hard. Man. I would probably say yes to Phineas and Silent Planet. I mean, they're heavier than Theotarin, but I think we could make it work.
I gotta ask, if you could let our listeners know one thing about you guys, what would you want them to know?
Even though it's like science fiction stuff, I mean the core of who we are is rooted in Christ. And honestly, if you people often have the misconception of who Christ is, especially the way the world works, and they think that he's either fake or he is a lunatic or he didn't exist or whatever. But like honestly, for us, both individually and as a band, like Jesus is real. Jesus loves you. Jesus did come to earth, to live a perfect life, to die for our sins, to raise from the dead, to basically have a relationship with us. His whole point was to teach us how to live like godly, his godly example, and also to have a relationship with God now, and have a relationship with God with after we pass away, and we go, we have the eternity to look at. So honestly, look at that, research that, pray about it, talk to God. He is real. He'll answer you, wherever you're at. If you're dealing with depression or suicidal thoughts or drug addiction or whatever addiction, like honestly, he personally has changed my life. I know he's changed Monica's life. Everyone on this call, everyone on this interview is all God's radically changed our lives. So honestly, like, look to him first and always seek him. And he says, if you seek him, you'll find him. If you he will answer. So pursue God, pursue Jesus Christ. He is real. He does love you. He's not out to get you or whatever. It's he wants a relationship with you, and he's not going to force it upon you.
Hello, and welcome into another episode of the Rock for Him podcast. I am your host, Sand Shoes. Joining me today, my good friend, my brother in Christ, the number two man, Riker Levine. Riker, my brother. What's up?
All good. How are you, Jason?
Good. Real good. So happy it's Monday and we get to do this. If you'll notice, once again, Jeremy's not on. He was supposed to be. He got delayed at work, so he said he'll try and catch it on Facebook and join in there if you can. But the man of the hour, look at that sweet mohawk. I love it. Yes, yes. David Patacone, my brother. How is it going today?
Good, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me on here. I'm excited to talk with you guys again, and it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, like every time we have you on, it's always such just a fun time. I spend most of the time smiling and laughing, so it's always great to have you on.
I try to keep you entertained. Yeah.
And that you do, like, you have got to be one of the busiest guys in music, I swear. Like,
I mean, I keep, you know, I keep busy, but yeah, actually everything's kind of slowed down quite a bit for music, but yeah, now that I'm not working right now, but my schedule is busier than it was when I was working. So,
nice.
yeah.
So before we get into it, I want to pitch something to you, and I want you to think about it. So Monica said she's thinking about restarting Aseity, right? So how about we have an Aseity song featuring David Patacone, Theo Tarrant, and Turn in Line? Come on.
We could. I'm down for it. Yeah. If she wants me to, I'll definitely join her.
I mean, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we kind of did that with the song "You Alone." It's, you know, David Patacone featuring Theo Tarrant featuring Turn in Line, which is just David Patacone and Monica.
Yes. When you sent that to us, I literally started laughing. Called Jeremy. Good. I'm like, dude, this is David Patacone featuring David Patacone with guest vocals by David Patacone.
Yeah. It's literally the Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at each other, you know, and then Monica's over there in the corner just shaking her head, you know.
I'm guessing she probably does that to you a lot anyways.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm basically her big brother and she's my little sister. And so that's kind of how our relationship works. And, you know, I crack dad jokes. She rolls her eyes, you know, and yeah, she's awesome though. I love my sister.
She is awesome. We got to get her back on here.
Yeah.
So enough about her. We're not here to talk about her. We're here to talk about you. What do you got going on? What's up?
Well, since I was last on here, gosh, that's been a while.
Yeah.
I had appendicitis. They took out half my colon.
Yep.
Then they found a tumor where my appendix blew up. And so all those cancer cells kind of went everywhere. So I've been dealing with stage 3 and now stage 4 cancer. Chemo hasn't worked, so I'm on a clinical trial. And the long story short, it's supposed to enable my immune system to attack the cancer. So I won't find out until April, early April, if it's working, but just praying that it is. And I can honestly say I could not do this without God, without everyone praying for me and my family. Like, dude, there is no such thing as a not powerful prayer. Prayer is the most powerful and wonderful and loving things we can do for one another. There's not a weak prayer out there because we don't serve a weak God. So I just want to start it off. Just thank you, everyone who's been praying for my family, for me. Definitely couldn't do without you guys and definitely couldn't do without God. I mean, he continues to give me joy and peace and hope and strength and just all the things I need, you know, I don't have naturally. So I'm going to give him all glory because like I wouldn't be here without him, man. And he is so good.
That's powerful
for
stuff.
Sure.
I feel for you, man. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
You know, Jason and Jeremy mentioned, you know, sort of what's been going on, and that's a lot. And I know God is going to use that in your life and in your ministry. I'm curious, how has that been just, you know, with music and, or I don't, have you been touring or, you know, traveling or even just in the process of making music, you know, how's that been, you know, affecting that process, and how's that been a benefit maybe to your, you know, to your ministry, just to be able to, you know, lean on God more?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, like last year I missed going out performing anywhere because just going through treatments and stuff. And so I missed a lot of that. I miss seeing people and people I love and getting to hang out with everyone and praying for people and just, you know, being used by God in that way. But at the same time, like my prayer from the beginning of this, I told God, like, help me not to complain, you know, help me to suffer well. Use this to encourage another and encourage and what was it? Encourage and help other people and use this to the fullest extent of your ability. And he continues to do that. And even things like that I've been dealing with like the fatigue from this medication. I mean, it's opened my eyes to being able to sympathize with those who suffer from like fatigue, whether it's ADHD or physical or mental or that kind of stuff, because I mean, I wouldn't know otherwise, but there's like, I have a certain bucket of energy every day and it's like, I have to, you know, use that wisely. So if I am going to do something in the morning, I know I'll be wiped out at, you know, in the latter part of the day. And you know, I'm working with my doctor on that. Hopefully that'll get better. But it's, like I said, I'm grateful, you know, and I've thanked God for the cancer. I've thanked God for my weakness. I've thanked God for, you know, even fatigue and everything. You know, he continues to use it. I'm just open to whatever he wants to teach me, however he wants to use this. You know, as far as music, like, you know, not having to work has been nice. You know, I'm grateful that, you know, my employer, you know, with, I paid for like short-term disability and long-term disability insurance. So that's paying some of, you know, what I made normally. I mean, it's like 66 2/3%, but at least it's something. A lot of people have helped us out financially through like the GoFundMe and stuff. So that's helped immensely with like doctor bills and medical bills and all that stuff. And yeah, like I said, I when I started all this, I mean, I think I announced at the time, like, I'm just going to take a break from music, you know, and I was thinking like 6 months. And like, God just kept giving me songs, you know, and I often, almost every time, I just pray to him and, you know, like, what do you want to write about? You know, what do you want to say? You know? And so he's a lot better songwriter than I am, you know, I mean, really. And so, this whole album, Modern Psalms 2, it's coming out on the 14th. I released it today, on Bandcamp, which I thought I was just going to release the single, but apparently it released the whole thing. So my mistake is your gain. I am far from perfect, but that's okay, you know. But even in, like, a few people reached out to me and they've been, you know, it really helped them what they're going through even today. And I'm like, praise God, you know, that's what I want. You know, I pray over my music. I'm like, God, I dedicate it to him. Just like, use it for whatever purpose you have, reach whoever you want to reach. And, you know, it's for you, you know, and this whole album is reflective of the Psalms, kind of like the predecessor, Modern Psalms. But this one really is more of a worship album. And it has different styles. There's, you know, guitars, there's synthwave, there's kind of the typical David Patacone stuff, but, you know, hopefully it sounds better than the last one, but I like it, you know, but, you know, it's been really good just to be able to, like, I wasn't aiming to write an album, you know, and lo and behold, God's like, I have another idea, you know?
Yeah.
And so, that's where it kind of came out of. So it's available now on my Bandcamp. And if you're on social media, like, you can find it and all that stuff. Yeah, just, I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see, you know, what God's going to do with it, how he's going to reach people and how he's going to use it. You know, like I said, I don't do this for fame or fortune, cause I have neither and I'm fine with that. you know, I have a small platform and I recognize that, but I'm always going to use it to glorify God. And, you know, same thing with Theo Taran. Like, you know, I was talking to Sanchez over here. You know, we had planned on releasing a song a little bit ago and just plans kind of changed a little bit. So we're still hammering things out, but yeah, we're still working on Theo Taran music. Turn In Line is kind of, I release it when I have it. So it's kind of like, you know, my playground of when I get a tinker with things that don't fit either project. It is more cinematic and stuff in general, but you know, I've even done some more EDM kind of stuff in there, so it's kind of fun. Just because I can. So, yeah.
You know, I gotta tell you, you say that, you're not rich and you're not famous, but you've got people that absolutely love and adore you. Like, I honestly, even though we've never met in person, face to face, I consider you one of my good friends. Like, I
Oh,
know
great.
I can reach out to you and say, David, I just need prayer. And I know that you're praying right then. I've done it. Like, bro,
Oh,
I need
yeah.
prayer. And you've done the same with me. Like, and I, people love you, dude. So, the fame, the money, that's nothing. You have family that absolutely loves and adore you. And, Monica, I mean, she's, your sister, and I think she would literally swing on someone if they tried talking trash about
He
you. So,
would. Yeah, she would. You don't want to cross her. Yeah, she's a fiery little Italian, so yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah, but no, like seriously, I do have family. I know people love me, and like I one of the cool things they did at KCF last year is they had people felt like they gave people the opportunity to write notes on like cards and stuff, and they sent it to me after KCF happened. And they're like, wrote on the envelope, like, open this, but record it when you open it. And I like lost it. I was like, it touched me so like beautifully because I was just overwhelmed by so many people reaching out. And I know there's lots of people praying for me, but it's like I probably know like this little fraction of it. I know there's people all around the world praying for me, and I know God's using my story, and
For
I
sure.
get people reaching out all the time that tell me what's, how it's helping them. And I'm like, praise God. Like, that's what I wanted. That's what I prayed for, And, but yeah, no, I have a lot of people I consider family. Like I said, you guys are all family. Like, everyone at KCF is family. Like, I got family all over,
Yes, you do.
and I got friends and I got, all that stuff. And, I'm eternally grateful. I am a, I try to be relatable with people and, all that stuff, but I don't make it like hard to reach me, So if people do need prayer or encouragement, like those are some of my spiritual gifts. So, I'm grateful to pray for people. And I know, like I said, I've reached out to you, it's like, hey, I need some prayer. You're like, I'm on it, and it's like storming the throne of heaven, be like, hey, my brother's, dealing with this stuff. And it's like, it's amazing the family of God that we get, when we give our life to the Lord. It's unlike any other religion in the world. A lot of them are like, you have to, please God and do this and do that. And God's like, hey, I paid it all, and you have to, all you have to do is accept it, and that's the start of it. And then you get a relationship with God, through Christ and through Christ alone, but you also get a lot of family. It's weird. Like I'll meet Christians like anywhere, and even if it's the first time I've met them, it's like weird because I could feel it in my spirit and there's this connection there, and it's like you don't get that anywhere else, and it's so real, it's so true,
Yeah, for sure. And I got to tell you, as far as prayer goes, I mean, here in our Facebook chat, we've got people saying, continuing to pray for you, David. Just like person after person talking about how they're praying for you. And I got to tell you, at Riker and I's church, we have a Wednesday night prayer meeting. And I asked for prayer for you. And to this day, we still have this, I think she's 90. She comes up to me, "How is your brother David doing?" So, like,
Thank you.
just know that there's people praying for you. And then last night at our small group, I asked for prayer, and everybody just boom, immediately heads down praying for you. So, there's
Thank you
people
so
that don't
much.
even know you that love you and they're
Praise
praying for you.
God.
Yeah, and to I think to
That's
your, part of to your prior, what you said, God's given you this opportunity through these experiences to touch people and to really reach them. But he's also given you, at least from what I've seen in your music and talking to you and, And just from what I've heard from like Jason and Jeremy, who know you pretty well, he's also giving you the ability to use it very well, to be able to speak on it and to be able to not dwell on the darkness, but to use it as a bridge to show the light, which is huge. You know what I mean?
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.
Next week on Rock for Him, we talk to the guys from the band Remedy 3.